iPhotog. I took the name iPhotog because, not because I'm arrogant and think that I deserve the title of photographer by any means, certainly not yet, but I took it because I used to have a blog titled iBlog, which I rambled on about Mac-related stuff. Truthfully, talking about computers all the time gets boring. I mean, I love my Mac, it's there to do a job, and I've been working with computers since I was a kid. I've done many types of programming, I've done many types of server administration, I've done all kinds of junk, so it's not like I'm an idiot when it comes to computers. However, you don't want to talk about computers for their own sake all day long. They're there to do a job. You know, that's the difference between, you know, in my humble opinion, of course, but I'm right, that's the difference between Windows and Mac. Windows takes so much maintenance just to run the flippin' son of a dog every darn day, you know? It just requires maintenance. And with the Mac, I really do find myself getting just doing stuff a lot more. It's just more fun. I don't want to be a computer priest. I don't want to be the high priest of the computing order. I don't want to tend to the computer and serve its every need. I want it to do stuff for me, you know? Wow, how did I get off on that rant? Anyway, I'm just telling you. So, iPhotogblog.com is where I'll eventually have a blog. Right now, there's nothing there. I downloaded some templates, free WordPress templates, which I'm going to try to use. However, you know, they're kind of portfolio-oriented, which will be fine once I start publishing pictures. But I'm not sure how conducive they're going to be to just publishing a blog post where I ramble on and on, like I'm doing now. Okay, so now that you know that I'm a Mac owner, my software question came down to, do I want to invest in Adobe Lightroom or Apple's Aperture 2? Or Aperture, anyway. And, you know, sometimes Apple's secrecy works against them because you don't know what they're coming out with. And in the Pro Tools, that can be bad. I know what Adobe Lightroom's going to be like. I've downloaded the beta of 3, and that's what I'm using right now. It's nice software. When it comes out, I'm going to buy it. I don't think, you know, Apple has been doing so many different things that I think their development on their Pro Tools has slowed. And I mentioned this to somebody and they said, no, they just released it, you know. They did just release a Final Cut Studio update, but it wasn't anything that significant as far as I can tell. It was minor stuff. And, you know, when you have a mature product, sometimes that's how it goes. It's minor stuff. But because of that, and because they're so secretive that nobody has any indication they're even working on a future version of Aperture right now. I don't know what's coming down the road, so I'm going to go with Adobe Lightroom. The other thing is, I have at least one friend who's a very good photographer who uses Adobe Lightroom and recommended it to me. So the nice thing is that while I hate for him to, you know, he's not going to be my support service or anything like that, or my free tutor, but I can ask him questions every now and then, I'm sure he'll answer, as long as I don't ding him all the time. So, you know, it's things like that, because the number of people using Lightroom that I can get help from is going to be more than people that I have access to, it's going to be higher than it would be for Aperture. And that's not to say there's not a lot of Aperture users. There are. And I didn't learn Aperture well enough yet to say which I really prefer. I just know that I like Adobe Lightroom. Okay, what about that? Well, I talked a little bit last time about gear. I think I did. I overwrote something that I had recorded without uploading and forgotten. So I don't know what I overwrote. But anyway, at one point I recorded an episode about gear. And I was talking about money and how people always think they have to have the fanciest body and all that. One of my friends is a professional photographer and he's shooting with a D300. Now, a D300 is way more expensive than my camera. But he's a pro, and he's shooting with a D300, and he's getting great shots. People are happy. They love it. And he takes awesome pictures. You know, you can take amazing pictures that people would pay for with my camera. I've seen them on Flickr. Just do a, you know, search for D5000. So he's very smart. He's saving his money instead of buying a more expensive, you know, Nikon. He's saving his money, and he's putting it into lenses and other equipment. And, you know, that's the thing, is I have a family budget. I'm not going to put anything on credit. It's all going to be money that I scrounge up. So that's my approach. And, you know, I mean, people go into debt for stuff, but why? It's an interesting topic, but yeah, debt-free, iPhoto.